Off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of our Happy Thanksgiving Week is Here edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook. Search Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Look at the great cat photo. The eyes and the paws. But Nathan took a look at it and said, oh, reminds me of the Cheshire cat. And,
Alice Whatever. In Wonderland.
That one. Yeah. Anyway, great photo. So, hey, it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Talk with your human or animal loved ones and personal awareness coaching with Natasha Venter. We have open phone lines. If you got a question for either one of us or want a personal read with Natasha, all you got to do is pick up your phone. Local number 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And emails animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right. So I don't think we have anybody on the line, do we? And not gotten through to Cindy?
No, I didn't get an answer.
Yeah. Okay. So I would say that she hasn't called by now. She doesn't have self-service today. And like I said, you know, my GPS was flaky out in the area, so that's probably the case. So, Natasha.
Our vibration of this planet is changing.
I had a weird thing with my cell service yesterday.
Really?
It just shut off. I mean, went away for about maybe 30 minutes. It was like, no signal, SOS only. So,
well,
I don't know. Maybe there's some work going on.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of work. I know that last week T-Mobile had a hard time too. But there's a lot of stuff going on. There's, you know, like with this G5 energy coming in, there's a lot of the upgrades that are going on, like at the station, you know, they're upgrading, you know, at our school, they're upgrading. There's a lot of upgrading going on and the planet is doing her own upgrading. And so the vibrations are really weird. That's why I know I've been headachy for like the last week a little bit more because, well, for one, we moved into Scorpio. You know, it went from Virgo to Scorpio. And so there's a lot of planetary changes going on. You know, a lot of planets in retrograde. You know, there's just a lot of mixtures. And if we can just remember to breathe and get through what we're going through. I know it's been a very rough ride before COVID. You know, it's been a very rough ride energetically. And if we can hold on just a little bit more, there's a purpose to doing all this. And we have to get down to that rougher part of us in order to get to that, oh, I don't need to do that anymore. Or, oh, it's like all of a sudden my phone started saying how many minutes I've been on the phone. And I didn't even ask it to do it. You know, it was an upgrade that they did. And it was like, but that's what I needed. I needed to see what I was doing to create to see my pattern, you know, because I do a lot of business on my phone. But I play games on my phone too. So there's been a lot of upgrades energetically. And like our last call, you know, that there's a lot going on with Mount Shasta and it's not the mountain.
Well, I don't know.
It's going in and out of the mountain.
Yeah, you know, nothing but trouble with my cell phone. In fact, I've got to make an appointment to go to the Genius Bar at Apple, you know, which is pain in the you know what, because I don't have anybody close to me. But because and mine just all of a sudden just turns off. Boom. Or I'm in the middle of something, it just shuts that app down. You know, it's just really weird stuff.
Yeah. It's there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we're not seeing. And it's stuff that, you know, if we can, you know, I had to even upgrade my personal protection, energetic protection, because I use the Rainbow of Love. And I had to ask for it to be upgraded because it was getting through my own filters.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so we're going through a lot of stuff that other people, the humanness is getting really shooken up. So the humanness around us is having a lot of energy. And then the planet is doing her work too.
So a lot of stuff. Okay.
A lot of stuff. Breathe. Breathe.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, keep breathing is real important.
Keep breathing.
You balance all kinds of stuff with breath work.
Yeah. And as I was talking about that, it was 11:11. So there's something about that timing that we did that in to talk about that. It was 11:11.
All righty. Well, now, since we haven't been able to get a hold of Cindy, we know that the reception is down. I definitely want to run this all past you, Natasha, to see what you get from all of us. But for those of you listening, any of you regulars will recognize Cindy has over the years started as a listener and then hired me to work with her service dog and then you know, because she's out kind of in my neck of the woods and we've become friends and so forth. Anyway, she lives out in the Salton Basin and has acres. She's got service dog and chickens and all kinds of wild critters, but she's had a really phenomenal relationship with a cat she called Lucky. Who spent one lifetime with her, you know, and was, you know, an old cat and passed on. And then Lucky came back in another cat body, so her second lifetime. And we knew, and she was guided to find him and all that kind of stuff. And he lived another lifetime with her, but they had a very special relationship. And this cat, it was like a dog in a cat suit. So in tune with Cindy. I mean, she, before the second time Lucky was with her, they actually, I thought she was nuts to do this, but, you know, I coach her as much as I could. Anyway, she took a long trip in which her pick up with Canopy, Emily, her service dog, and they camped in the back of the pickup. And she took Lucky the cat. And they went up to Canada to some friend's property that's out in the middle of nowhere. You know, just acres of nowhere, no everywhere, and wildlife and everything. And so she set up and she camped there for like a week or more. And couldn't leave, you know, had to check her truck every day, because as soon as she'd get out of her truck, then all the wild animals would come into the engine and start building nests and stuff. I mean, there's all kind of weird. Anyway, she was able, she had this cat. Now, she would stop at rest stops along the way and all of this. The cat travels with her and the dog. She let the cat out and say, you stay, he stays close, goes on walks with them, all of that. And never an issue. He never, ever would leave. You know, he was like a dog in a cat suit. That is an incredible relationship. He always came when he called to her whistle and all this sort of stuff. Well, anyway, he left. And so then, well, we got that he was going to come back and that they weren't done yet. And so we were hoping. And then a feral litter of kittens in the neighborhood and was trapping and spaying. And we got the female, a black cat, mm-hmm. that we were hoping was Crystal. But these were truly feral cats, you know, really wild. These are not domestic cats that have been dumped or strayed. These are born wild, two ferals in the wild, and wild, wild, wild.
Yeah, a couple generations of feral.
Yeah, so she got trapped. She trapped the black cat that she ended up naming Crystal, and had to keep it isolated in a little room in her house until, you know, the spayed, trap, neuter, release people could pick up the cat and get her spayed and bring her back, and then she was released back onto Cindy's property. But this is a cat, you know, that you can't handle, can't get close to, was really wild, wild, wild. And she's still putting out feeding stations and all that sort of stuff. There were some other cats, maybe from the litter or others that have been involved, but nobody, there's one still comes around besides Crystal. But Crystal's been there and feeding. Anyway, all along, Natasha, you've not felt like it was Lucky in this body and all that sort of stuff. But things have significantly changed. You know, because Cindy's been feeding the cat on a regular basis, and she's hanging out more and more. And, of course, we're getting into winter. Well, now, all of a sudden, since the last time you've been on or we talked to you, the energy has shifted completely. And Crystal is hanging out around the house all the time, and she sits and hangs in the places where Lucky used to hang. She's starting to follow Cindy around. And when she follows Cindy around, she does the same thing that Lucky used to do and goes to the same places. She's been coming up and sitting at the door, and Cindy, she now comes up for treats and all of this. Well, Cindy even had the door open, and Crystal came in like 4 feet into the house and then right back out. So she's already ventured in once just for a second, you know, And now she started following Cindy and Emily on their walks, which is what Lucky used to do. And then they're out in the middle of nowhere and acres and go walk. And now Crystal is going on the walks, just like Lucky used to do. Now, the other thing is now all of a sudden she started a new pattern. Lucky did this weird thing where he had special spots in the driveway and on the ground where he would go and he'd just start scratch, 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 and rub, 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 rub. And he gets up and flicks his tail and runs off. And that's about, well, Crystal's now doing that in all the places that Lucky did. And then the other day, she was, it was just a couple nights ago, she was out doing chores. It was dark, and she could see Crystal's eyes out in the pasture and the field, and Crystal talks to her now too, like Lucky did. Mm-hmm. And she talked, and so Cindy whistled her up, and the cat, like a shot, came running. And Cindy is now 100% sure, without question, that it is Lucky now that's in this body. Now, I also feel from what I feel when she tells me this and all of that, I feel it too. What I don't know and what I'm not sure about and what I haven't been able to get an answer myself for sure this week is that, has it been Lucky all along and it just took him this long to get seated and get all of that? Have we had a soul merging that Lucky and Crystal are now one together in there? Are we getting an in and out? Sometimes it's lucky, sometimes it's crystal, or what? Anyway, so I wanted you to tune in, and Natasha, if you think we're nuts, or if this really is lucky now.
No, I don't think you're nuts. Because I can also understand a little bit of that because of my cat. You know,
but I mean, the patterns of his Lucky's behavior was so unusual, and she's so duplicating.
What I'm getting is that Lucky's energy has been around, and it is a merging or it's a pop in. Because when I asked the question, is this Lucky? I kept getting no.
Right.
I keep getting no. Now, when I ask the question, is this emerging? I get a yes.
Okay.
Is this a pop-in? Yes. Does he stick around? No. Does he always stick around? No. So he's giving some moments of being in the body.
Okay. And actually that was Cindy's sense, because I was talking to her a couple nights ago and saying, you know, are you prepared for when Crystal, you know, decides to come in? You know, and I was saying, could you make a little, you know, cave or nest place close to the door where she could hold up and be warm for the winter and go in and out? But she might just come in and run and hide. Well, Cindy said, well, I'm not ready to try to get her to come in totally again yet. She said, because I've got to do some rearranging inside. She said, and what she said to me is that I'm not so sure it's Crystal or it's Lucky all the time.
Yeah,
and that
it's
maybe
not.
An in and out. And she said, what I'm concerned about, because if she comes in the house and it's Lucky. Oh, that was the other thing. What happened the last walk when she called, run back, and Cindy's out there, it's after dark, and Emily, her service dog, who's, you know, a golden retriever size, she's the same height as Robbie, but she's black. Crystal went up to Emily, and they touched noses. And so Emily and Crystal are bonding now, which, the, you know, she and Lucky were great friends. But anyway, and that's really weird. So, but anyway, what Cindy said was she was concerned that if she got like Crystal in the house and then closed a door, she said, if it's Crystal and not Lucky, I'm concerned she flip her cookies and she could knock stuff cattywampus all over the place. So I got to put things away so that can't happen.
Okay, so I want to make
something.
So
even she had that thought. So maybe
Okay, so. So I want people to know this cat is not bipolar, or there's two personalities, you know, because there are humans that do that.
Schizophrenia type thing.
They change personalities.
Right. Okay. Not that.
And so this is not happening. What it is that Lucky's soul sticks around because he's a protector. He's a familiar for Cindy. So he does stick around. Like I still feel my Maya around, you know, my cat that's passed she's my, but what she's doing, what my Maya is doing is helping. Every time I talk about getting another cat, she talks to, or she supports my cat now and says, you know, you don't want another cat. You want to be more loving to this person, you know? And so she kind of helps support my cat do better. This is what's happening. So Lucky's energy soul merges with
Crystal.
With Crystal's. Thank you for the name. To help Crystal be a little bit more self-assured, more trusting, more knowing.
Okay.
Crystal's still in there. But it's just the adding to, so that there's a little bit more fun. It's kind of like when somebody channels, you know, when somebody channels like I have a friend who channels Mother Mary. I channel Mother Mary. You know, I don't go away, but there's this added energy added to mine that gives another message or moment or that kind of stuff. And that's what's going on.
So do you see this being a permanent thing? There'll be a merging
out.
You can't see yet whether Crystal might decide to move on and Lucky moves in. We'll just have to see what happens.
Right now
it's a merging and in and out thing.
Yeah. There's this moment. So what it is that, and what I would suggest to Cindy is be with whatever is. You know, if this moment is happening, this is Lucky's way of saying, I'm still here for you. I love you. You're not alone. I know you're struggling right now, but please trust. you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. All right. Let's
take
care.
I wanted to clarify because it was starting to sound like, is this cat having, you know,
right. Yeah. Well, it's really strange because it's changed so dramatically.
Yeah.
You know, and what's going on with the cat and things that are happening that we didn't think were ever going to happen. But anyway, it's really cool. So we'll keep you
informed. Well, also, too, you noticed that we had a big energy shift around the
full moon eclipse.
Yeah, the eclipse. And then also with Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of spirit activity in Halloween. And so with that a lot of those spirit energies are hanging around us, sending love, support through the holidays.
All right. Sounds good. Well, anyway, we are going to take care of advertisers and try to get back on schedule here. Let's come back and we'll do current events so we get all the holiday stuff covered. And then Stacy and I have to talk to you about Animal TV because there's something really cool going on. And Stacy has to fill us in on everything. And anyway, so we've got more to chat about. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project? Finding happiness. But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the last hour of our Happy Thanksgiving Week edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. till noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They've got the wonderful Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway and the Yoga Hall. And, of course, the Ananda Farms up on Camino. And now they've still got some farm produce and all that stuff with this unusual weather we've got going. And you can check out all the great events for the holiday and classes. Yoga's still going on in all kinds of times and places and everything now. Classes, even yoga classes, hatha yoga, the physical body postures type stuff, is all done hybrid, which means you can do them in person or you can do them online, and which is very cool. You've got lots of options these days. So check them out, anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org. Check out Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and he is our neuroenergetic balancer and has the Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself at Home program available. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link and fill out the form. Tell him you'd like to chat because he still does a free telephone evaluation, and he's happy to chat with you about your animals or yourself and how he can help. And let's see, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. All you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call after the show, 360-217-7258. All righty then, before we get, I get distracted again, let's do current events. Alrighty, let's see, what do we got entertainment-wise and all that good stuff? Well, we still got Natasha on the current events, and that's because she does the podcasts on Monday and Wednesday. So next one will be tomorrow, Monday, 4 p.m., and that's with Regan Forsten, and they do cool stuff. So
yes,
you find
great conversations
on YouTube. What, Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications on YouTube, and that's where you find them at 4 o'clock. And then 4 o'clock again on Wednesday. And, of course, you can call Natasha for readings if you would like. All righty now. Okay, the big news. Northwest Stream Center is doing their live and wild holiday trees for the salmon. So, you know, they do this every year. And so if you want wild, live Christmas tree, okay, then you purchase them from Northwest Stream Center, and you have an option. You can keep them for your holiday trees and then plant them yourself on your own property or wherever when you're done. Or you can bring them back to the Northwest Stream Center after Christmas, and then they plant them along the salmon streams and stuff in the area. So they go for real good. And it begins on Saturday, December 3rd through December 23rd. And they're open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during that time. That's when you can come select a tree. And they've got 3 to 5 foot high Sitka spruce, western red cedar, western hemlock, and Douglas fir trees, all in pots. They're $40, $60, and $100, depending. I guess the variety and the size, maybe. After the holidays, all trees returned to the Northwest Stream Center will be planted next to local salmon streams. And let's see, they are kicking it off with a big celebration this year. That'll be on Saturday, December 3rd. And this will be a, let's see. And I only got one page of this printout, Nathan, and the details about the holiday thing were on the second page, I think.
Oh, I think it only sent in one page when you gave it to me.
Really? Well, maybe that's what it was. Well, I don't know. Well, whatever. Let's see. What do I type in here? Okay, so the kickoff is going to be a free event on Saturday the 3rd. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And so they're going to have local artisans and crafters with great treasures that'll be for sale for Christmas. You can enjoy the nature trail. You can do some arts and crafts with your kiddos. Get a picture with Sammy the Salmon. They'll have cocoa and holiday cheer. That sounds like a great way to start your holiday celebration and get a live tree. That's on Saturday, December 3rd, Northwest Stream Center in South Effort. It's in McCollum Park. All right, so let's see. What else have we got on the current events calendar here? And, mark your calendars. Next year, the annual 2023 Seattle Humane's Tuxes and Tails is going to be Saturday, May 13th. So put that on your calendar if you're interested in that. And now, meow, and all the holiday stuff. So, coming up, Wags... No, okay. So the Wags and Wine Tasting, that was Friday night. So we told you about that last week. So that's over. Now, the next big thing. Oh, you got a decision on Saturday, December 3rd. Do you want to go up to Northwest Stream Center, get a live tree, or do the Holiday Craft Bazaar and Bake Sale at Meow? And that's Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal Church. And that is just, it. it went away for the pandemic. It's back now. And boy, everybody used to just rave about this event and the wonderful homemade baked goods that are donated and all the crafts and stuff. Anyway, it's a great little bazaar at the St. John's Episcopal Church, 10 to 3 on Saturday, December 3rd. For Meow. And then Santa Paws photos, $20 donation. And you get your picture taken with Santa at local Mudbase stores. They want you to, animals need to be in carriers or on leash. And no unruly pets allowed. I just said that. I didn't add that. They don't say that. But, you know, anyway. Okay, so starts. First Sunday is Sunday, November 27th. So that's next week. At the Issaquah Mud Bay, noon to 3, Saturday, December 3rd, Greenwood Mud Bay, Sunday, December 4th, Overlake Mud Bay, Saturday, December 10th, Uptown Mud Bay, and Sunday, December 11th, Redmond Mud Bay. Saturday, December 17th, Greenwood Mud Bay again. So they'll be there twice this year. And Sunday, December 18th at Issaquah Highlands Mud Bay. Now, if you're saying, oh, Martha, slow down, I couldn't write all that down, don't worry about it. When you get to your computer, go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, and they will all be listed there for you. Also, I'm sure that they're listed at meowcatrescue.org.
What was the information you were looking for on that second page of the holiday trees for Santa?
I had enough details that I had typed in on mine, okay, but cool. I got it. So we're good. We're good. Did you find a second
page? I just pulled
page?
Up their website. So
oh, okay.
Maybe if okay. you could.
Yeah. No, I had written. Fortunately, I must have. I wrote the details enough, or I typed them into my own copy here that I had enough to wing it because I had just read it last night. So we're good. All righty. So that does it for current events. And let's see. Ooh, well, Stacy. She's there.
Hello.
I'm so glad she's back. We have my and we now can, you know, watch our animal TV.
Yeah.
And for the last few weeks, it's been marathon pit bulls and parolees. Now, and I have to say, I didn't get into the show as early as Stacy did. She was a big fan before I was, you know, and but I'll tell you what, the more I watch this show, the more I love it, and I'll tell you, the new ones are—they're just getting better and better and better. And with the marathon shows, they're showing old shows as well. The new one, I think, is 9 p.m. on Saturday. They repeat the previous week's new show at 8 p.m. Saturday evening. So you know, but my goodness, the quality of the shows—the new ones—they're just better produced. There's a better intro and beginning and all of that.
Right.
And so that they're better produced, they're better quality, but man, do they do a great job at showcasing this. And now I've decided that Tia Marie Torres, who is the founder and runs Via Lobos, the pit bull rescue in New Orleans, where they are now, she is the Dr. Jeff of rescue. You know,
yeah, she's pretty amazing.
Oh, incredible. And, you know, I think I always encourage you to watch Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, to find out what, in my opinion, Aunt Martha's opinion, how veterinary medicine really ought to go these days. And also as an example of how one lives a life of service in their passion. Jeff is a classic example of that. Well, Tia Marie Torres is exactly the same thing. But her passion is rescue and the pit bulls. And the really cool thing is that she's not alone in this work. Her whole family has inherited the gift. And it is a gift. These women are gifted. And the son and all. But there's a gift. There's an energy with them.
Mm-hmm.
The incredible love and compassion they have for animals and situations. And the stories they tell,
yeah.
Stacy, aren't they just phenomenal?
Yeah,
I mean, I've been in the tears of not the horror bad tears, but tears of compassion and love,
right.
and the I mean, the sadness of what happens to these dogs, but mm-hmm. the dedication of these women. So I don't know, Natasha, if you're watching Pit Bulls and Pearls.
Oh, I've watched them since they were in California.
Okay, because I was going to say you got to get on board with us if you're not.
Time ago.
But aren't they phenomenal in the work that they do?
They are.
And they get into some of these rescue situations that they've been showing lately. I mean, one was Mariah, the daughter with mm-hmm. the tattoos up her mm-hmm. neck and all over the bright red hair now. They're all characters, and I'm not sure what the tattoo thing runs in the family, but it must be in their blood because they got lots of them. I've had to learn to, now I understand tattoos. Well, I mean, as much as I can. But anyway, Mariah had to, it was a wolf hybrid, high percentage wolf hybrid that had been rescued by somebody and then escaped from her immediately and was running loose. Well, Mariah had never done a wolf rescuer by herself, but that's one of the other aspects of what Tia does is that she purchased, I don't know if it was last year, or the year before, or how long it's really been, but she purchased property in Texas, and now she runs a big wolf and wolf mm-hmm. hybrid sanctuary right. in Texas. So they were going to capture this wolf to take it to the sanctuary in Texas. Well, Mariah was there by herself, and backups weren't coming for a while. And it was amazing to watch her do what she did. And I'm blown away by their energy that they go into these rescues with and how that they seem to intuitively know what to do because they really don't know what they're doing. And all. But my gosh, she got this dog, this wolf, to go into a wire crate. And she had the dog contained, the wolf contained, before everybody else showed up to, you know, help and pick up. And it was an amazing process. But then mm-hmm. one of the other daughters, they told the story last night, was the follow-up whole story, the new one, of the dog that was a wild dog lost in the sugar cane fields.
Yeah, and then
you know, and they were plowing down the sugar grain fields, and this dog was almost getting plowed over by the sugar cane plows and all of that. But eventually they were able to capture this dog, and then the story of the dog's rehabilitation, and then now the perfect home. Oh, wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And the bond that happened instantly with that poor dog and the other dog the owner had. It was a miracle. Right. You got to watch a miracle in progress.
Right, right.
And everybody was crying. All of them on the TV, I'm crying. Every show I have watched for weeks now, I end up crying because it's so good. And if you really, again, it's another example of how people truly live in service. Mm-hmm. And how you can live in service and still support yourselves and do a business. But your focus is service oriented, and they don't just service the dogs and the rescue. They do the parolees. They got their first woman parolee. One of the shows recently. That was amazing. And it's not because they don't want women parolees, but no one ever applies. It was the first one in all these years that applied. Usually they're men, but I found, man, as it awakened me and opened my heart to these men that have come out of prisons and their backstories, because they tell you all their stories and you get to watch the whole thing unfold. And sometimes, most of the time, they make it and she helps them transform their lives. Every once in a while, they don't. And, you know, then you get to see them deal with that, too. But it is absolutely incredible. And it's a great awakening. So it's a great show to watch to become a better human.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I love that they do with the parolees is they have compassion, they have understanding, but they have boundaries.
Yep.
And they do with their dogs. They do structure, and that's what's amazing about life. Watching them is they have structure.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been on watching Dr. Pohl. I like watching Dr. Pohl. He does a lot of the same service in his own way.
Yeah, and Dr. Pohl is, I also like him, like the show, have liked it for years. Unfortunately, when I had to switch up my Comcast package the last time,
I lost that channel.
He's on
YouTube. But what I like about him, like he says, that he gets people like Dr. Jeff come from Miles because his prices are lower.
Right. He's you like an old time.
He looks, and he has his own stethoscope to look to see if it's, you know, even though he's colorblind, they have stethoscopes to see if there's any cancer or any things like that. He doesn't send it out. You know, he does a lot the same that Dr. Jeff does.
Yeah, yeah, they do a lot of their own diagnostics and all that sort of stuff. But they operate more in lines with the way veterinary medicine, happened when I was working in veterinary medicine for that almost 20 years, when things were reasonably priced and all of that. And you didn't charge for every little thing. Like we clean the, you got to trim for the, charge for this, charge for that. What also used to always be free, and all that sort of, anyway. But he's the same way. He's very reasonable. And
he's of service. I mean,
And it doesn't necessarily have an all the real sophisticated equipment and everything has to be sterile like a human hospital. And that's the stuff that raises all the prices and is not necessary for animals. Anyway, Dr. Pohl, the incredible Dr. Pohl is the name of his show, P-O-L, and it's on Nat Geo Wild. But now, Natasha, you say you can find it on YouTube, too. And then Pit Bulls and Parolees on Animal Planet. I know we've got to do advertisers before we quit, but Stacey, there's a change coming up. The show is getting so good, they're moving it. So what the heck is happening, and how are we going to
Animal
be able to
Planet's
find it?
Not picking them up anymore. So Animal Planet's not going to...
Are they nuts or what?
Not going to... They got bought. I don't know. Something about other people own the station. Anyway, so she has her own... She's doing her own shows now. So she's... Oh. If you're into YouTube, I think she's put some on YouTube. They've started their own Patreon. So you kind of have to... sign up to like donate to them monthly, and then you can see some of their stuff they put in, but it's all obviously donation to their rescue. So
do you know when they're not going to be on Animal Planet
this
anymore?
Weekend's the last show
this weekend
coming
was
up
the last,
yeah no, no the one ne-
coming
next
the last
coming
weekend
up the Saturday after
that last weekend in November is going to be the last
yeah it's their last
oh
one.
So we better all watch next Saturday. But then will you keep us posted on how we keep up? Because I'm wondering, so you think, is it Animal Planet had a change of ownership or something?
Yeah,
and it's something going on. What's the matter with them, Natasha? Are they all nuts or what?
It's called change. it's like, wow. Why? Wow.
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Wow, why?
I mean, because they send, they get really good shows, and they get really, really, really good, and then they go away. Because I've always thought, well, they just don't want to pay them what they're worth, and all of that. But I don't know. Anyway, it's
and
a great
other
show,
streaming.
And I'm
there's
sorry.
Our cable system is going to be changing because there's so many other streaming platforms.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We better take care of advertisers before we run out of time. Animal World continues shortly. Stay right where you are. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out. And, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back in business. Whispering Dragon Center is in her home now in Shoreline, and it is phenomenal, and it is so much more powerful than it's ever been before. She's got this incredible healing chamber of all the gongs and everything set up. Now, it's just phenomenal. She can see you in person. She can work with you remotely, and you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. All righty. Got such a great team here. While we were taking care of advertisers, Nathan did a little poking around and knows what's going on. So what'd you find out about Animal Planet and why they're messing with my shows?
So what happened was Animal Planet was originally owned by Discovery, and Discovery sold some of his network, some of their networks, which includes Animal Planet, to Warner Brothers. And after that transaction, you know, the new management, they made a decision to cancel, you know, some shows due to, and they put in quotations, budget cuts. And part of those networks was, you know, Animal Planet. And one of the shows was in that list, Pitbulls and Parolees.
And has Dr. Jeff on that list?
I just see right now.
You
for
better
Pitbulls
not tell me because I'm throwing something through my TV. No, never. I won't. Oh, okay, things are out of control. They do
on Nat Geo Wild, or yeah, maybe it was National. On one of those, Caesar had a new show. Caesar Milan's
yes, on Nat Geo Wild.
He had Better Human, Better Dog. It was very good. Well, I watched it a lot this season.
I would agree.
Yeah, and I'll tell you. For everybody, because most a lot of trainers, you mentioned Caesar, and that trainers get really upset.
Right.
Okay. What I'll tell you is that I think it's all ego. Anyway, Caesar is one of the truly gifted ones, folks. I don't care what anybody tells you, professional or not. He is one of the truly gifted dog guys on the planet. What he can learn tons of stuff. You may not agree with him or whatever, but he's good. He knows his stuff. And he is doing miraculous work with dogs. There's only one thing I would add to what he does, because he doesn't teach vocabulary. And I say, learn from Caesar, but teach words too. Dogs can learn hundreds of words, and it's much easier to tell them if they recognize words what to do than to not have words. So I say, learn from Caesar, but teach words too.
Nathan, exactly, because you know, they understand communication.
Of course, right. So you got to teach words too. But Caesar's really good. Nathan, did you want
to? I just wanted to add on into the Pitbulls and Parolees situation. I'm getting this from justnje.com, and according to them, it's sad that Pitbulls and Parolees is ending on Animal Planet. This is not the end of the series completely. And this is as Tia Torres has decided to create her own network, which will host the show.
Cool.
And however, due to licensing issues, it will not be released under the same name when it arrives on Torres' platform, which is My Rabbit Reality. Instead, the show will premiere with the new name of Life with Underdogs.
Life with Underdogs.
Underdogs. Oh. I like that.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's unclear when this new series will start, but apparently it is in the works.
All right, Stacey, nose to the ground. You pay attention.
Okay? But she's got her YouTube channel or her Patreon website where she has, they've started some new shows.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched them yet. But
all right. Now, before we run out of time, I got to remember to tell you, Thanksgiving's happening this week. Okay? Thursday. Pay attention to your animal friends because, you know, you're having people around and all that sort of stuff. Okay? And watch what you feed your animals and what you, you know, share with them. You know, the string beans and steamed vegetables and all that kind of stuff, really great. Turkey is fine, but you got to pay attention. You know, if it's not good and healthy for you, it's probably not good and healthy for your dogs. You want to avoid giving them a lot of the fatty stuff and the gristle and the fat and that kind of trimmings, especially if you have little dogs. Little tiny breeds of dogs, if you give them too much of that fatty stuff, it can cause a pancreatitis and they can get in serious jeopardy. Larger dogs, not so much, but you very well may cause a loose stool or diarrhea or something. Make sure you have Slippery Elm on board for that. But be careful about what you share with them and don't overload them with treats or snacks. Make sure that you're policing stuff you put out if you're having friends and visitors over so that the animals can't get into it. And remember, no cooked bones for dogs. No turkey bones if it's been cooked. Cooked bones are dangerous. They become brittle when they're cooked and splinter and poke and that. They cause all the trouble. Raw bones are okay. Like you got the raw turkey neck. If you're not going to boil it and use it up for gravy or something, you can give the raw turkey neck to your dogs or your cats. Okay, raw bones are okay. Cooked bones are not. So just pay attention to your animal friends and let's make sure everyone gets through the holiday safely. But a little dollop of whipped cream might be okay. I give Robbie a bite of pumpkin pie and all my dogs and cats, I always come home with leftover turkey. And so they get little pieces of turkey, but I dole them out slowly and all of that sort of thing. So just be careful and be wise about what you share with your animal friends. Make sense? Okay, anything else, Natasha or Stacey, you can think about we ought to tell people about Thanksgiving or anything in animal friends?
Please remember that, you know, everybody's going through something. And if
especially Martha.
You're around family members that usually trigger you,
ooh,
please remember you can always walk away. You can always kind of bite your tongue
breathe.
For just a few minutes. Breathe. It is time to create new patterns with the ones that we wish we could love, even though they're blood. You know, so please remember that to be kind to yourself and others.
And we're being reminded
we can always start new.
And I was being reminded a lot in my spiritual teachings and class we had this week. Remember that, you know, if you're in line with God, spirit, we're that first before we're physical bodies. The idea is we're all part of the same whole. And we gotta love our brothers and sisters. We gotta love everybody. Bottom line. Mm-hmm. However, you don't have to like their behavior or thought and beliefs. You don't have to like that, but you have to love them. So what that means is you need to be kind and respectful and all of that. And we need to really start working at loving, but not necessarily liking sort of thing, but being able to communicate again and get back to the fact that we're all brothers and sisters. You know, we're all part of the same family. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind for the holidays. And remember that we'll have Dr. Nels and Linda the second Sunday, and we can all get tune-ups and balanced going into the holiday. Natasha's going to be here, be our Christmas show on the 18th, and maybe we can think of something, maybe a ritual or something. And I'm trying to figure out how we could get maybe gongs on for a segment or something on that show, but We don't know yet. We're gonna work on all that stuff. So anyway, now next week is
I have my singing bowl that sounds like a gong.
Ah, okay, yeah, I do too, but they're at home. Anyway, so that's an idea. Let's see. So anyway, next week is Encore. Tune in for the last healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda. You can get a surrogate healing just by following along with Linda and doing what she says, that sort of thing. Whether or not, it's a week after Thanksgiving, so if I was doing a live show, we'd unleash the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. Now, Nathan's saying, but I want to do, I could do that. Well, I'm not, we haven't decided yet. So maybe it'll be Jingle Cats next week. Maybe we'll wait till December. You're going to have to tune in to see if I let Nathan let them out. Anyway, thank you, Natasha. Thank you, Stacy. Nathan, thank you for keeping things going. Y'all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and watch what you feed your animals and be kind to your family. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again next week.